Tonight, not so much going over what is permaculture. I'll scream if I hear that question. Or can you define permaculture for me? As saying where we've come from and where perhaps we're going in this particular movement and in associated movements. In 1975, we framed up the idea of permaculture, so this year it's 10 years since the concept arose, and we gave a single program in the ABC and gave our address and got 9,000 letters, so we never did that again. It cost us $700 and three people for a fortnight to answer those letters, many of which we couldn't even open and read because 9,000 letters is just too many letters. And what we had articulated or framed out was something that was in a lot of people's minds, that we have to evolve. We have never evolved a sustainable agricultural system, something which relies on the energy within the system, something that doesn't destroy soils. It was a proposal in 75, and we didn't write the books that are outside until 1978 and 1979. And as soon as those books came out, they've sold about close to 100,000 copies in Australia. People everywhere in gardens and on small farms and on some larger farms started to try out some of the ideas. And I guess I could say there were thousands of modest trials of some of the designs and proposals. And that would have commenced only 5 to 6 years ago. And travelling around this year, around some of the people who started in those days, we have both commercial properties and what seem to be obviously sustainable small systems scattered throughout the world. I didn't dare to teach design until 1980, when I had designed and worked with people on about 300 small properties, because there hadn't been any such integrated design system taught. It doesn't fit into any fixed discipline. Permaculture is the linking system between disciplines. It has something to say about geography, geology, horticulture, and a lot to say about water and its conservation. And then it also has tackled the problem of the legal ways in which land can be owned and shared, and more recently, how people in small groups can raise the capital and develop enterprises. So it's not economics, it's not agriculture, it combines all of these into what is a fairly homogeneous system. I guess there are now 1,000 graduates out in the world. Actually, it was 947 when I last looked. But I guess with this course and one that just completed in Queensland, it would be about 1,000. On another one in Alice Springs. We are an institute. We are a properly constituted teaching institute, and we offer diploma courses, and after people have worked for 2 years in any of 8 or 10 fields, we issue diplomas, and we've issued 240 diplomas for people who've put in 2 years hard work since their courses, so that's sort of 500 man and woman years, because about half our graduates are women. They do a disproportionate amount of work, I think, actually. So we've had a lot of experience in. Was I founded, and I've been a member of organic gardening societies for many years, so the whole system's organic. I originally founded the Tasmanian Organic Gardening and Farming Club, but that is a technique. Often these clubs turn into small, self-congratulatory, rather, and they age quickly because they don't grasp the opportunities to organise capital in society to get done what they have to get done. And the present state of the world is that a lot of people have immune response problems, some very severe. There's a lot of people with cancer or becoming very ill who are advised by their doctors to avoid artificial chemicals and foods and to eat nothing but organic products, and they can't find them because there are no large organic markets, there's no funding for those systems, there's no advice available on them on the broad scale, and banks generally will not lend for that sort of development. In fact, largely banks are foreclosing on West Australian farmers unless they use pesticides and herbicides. So in a sense, the banks force on farmers the use of superphosphate, whether the farmer wants to use it or not, and they also force the use of chemicals. And that's exactly the same for the seed companies.